Tell me about your hippo.
My hippo, when I got her, was 32 kilograms. We have a very big veranda outside our lounge, and this poor hippo had been 4 days under her dead mother's body.
She was a baby.
Baby. And so, you know, at that age, they need closeness. So we made a big pool on this veranda, and odd occasion she came into the lounge and sat and watched TV with us. And she's a ton and a half now and thinks she should be able to do the same thing as well.
She actually did end up sitting on a couch and destroying
it. That's correct. She did have a couch, which we ended up saying, all right, that's Billy's couch. But she slowly grew and got too heavy and it collapsed. She is totally, totally free. She goes off to the Kafue River every night because hippos are semi-nocturnal. And every morning, half past five, she's back around the house. And there she stays all day. And I hate to tell you this, but she's still on the bottle. She gets a bottle of milk every day because she just loves milk.
That must be quite a sight. That's the picture I want to see. And when you leave, does Billy get depressed?
Yes, she does. Well, I'm her mother, you see. I've got some very weird children. But she considers me to be her mother, and she does play up when I leave and when I'm not there. She settles down after a few days, but she goes around looking for me and upsets people and tries to get in the house. So my house is completely barricaded to try and stop her getting in. A 1.5-ton hippo in your kitchen is not funny.
So you're going to have quite a greeting when you get home.
Oh, I think so, yes.